grass is always greener.
Welcome to the Sugar and Napalm Podcast. Join us as we explore the sweet and explosive world of human connections. Here is your host, Sandy.
Ahoy hoy, and welcome back to the Sugar Napalm Podcast, your portal to the perplexing world of human connections. My name is Sandy, and I'm your guide through the labyrinth of love, and today we embark on an odyssey into the heart of hypergamy. We're about to unravel the mysteries of attraction, ambition, and aspiration. Hypergamy, what a tantalizing term, but what does it really mean? At its core, hypergamy, also known as the grass is always greener syndrome, is the innate inclination to seek out romantic partners of higher social, economic, and status standing. It's like playing a game of romantic chess, where the goal is to secure the ultimate mate and ascend the social ladder. I don't know how to play chess. But picture this. You're at a crowded party, surrounded by a sea of faces and laughter. In the corner, a striking individual catches your eye. An aura of confidence and charisma radiates from their every move. You're drawn to them like a moth to a flame, captivated by their allure. This, my friends, is hypergamy in action. This can occur whether or not you are in a committed relationship. We are biologically designed to go for the bigger, better thing. Oh, it looks to me that Jarvis has a robot crush on Jordan Peterson. Let's hear what he has to say about hypergamy.
Life is a series of negotiations. Start with what you want.
What you want may not be what you already have. This is where monogamy gets complicated. Humans were not built for long-term monogamy due to our hypergamous nature. Most of this is subconscious and rooted deep in our DNA, and I'll talk about that very shortly. Hypergamy isn't just about superficial attraction or material gain. It's a primal instinct woven into the very fabric of our being. From the dawn of humanity, our ancestors instinctively sought out partners who could provide security, resources, and social status. It's survival of the fittest, mating edition. This is going to sound controversial, but it's especially true of women. Up until recent modern times, women relied on men to provide for them, and they are hardwired to move on, per se, if their current mate's not cutting the mustard. Imagine this. A neighboring tribe would conquer another tribe. They would enslave or execute the males, and that would leave behind widows with children. These women were psychologically able to live out the rest of their lives being a war bride to the conquering tribe. Females are genetically able to unpair much quicker than men due to this survival instinct, and we'll talk about that more in the next segment. But here is where it gets interesting. Hypergamy isn't solely driven by external factors like wealth or status. It's also influenced by our own perceptions of value and worth. We're drawn to partners who we perceive as better or higher than us, or our current partner in some way, a phenomenon deeply rooted in psychology and evolutionary biology. So the next time you find yourself swept off your feet by someone who seems out of your league, remember, you're not alone. Hypergamy is the invisible hand guiding us through the maze of love and desire, pushing us to reach for the stars and seek out the best possible match. But hypergamy isn't just a contemporary phenomenon. It's woven into the fabric of human history. From ancient civilizations to modern society, the pursuit of higher status partners has shaped our social structures and power dynamics. Join me as we traverse the annals of time and uncover the evolutionary and cultural underpinnings of hypergamous tendencies. Imagine our ancient ancestors roaming the savanna, forging alliances and seeking out mates who could ensure the survival of their offspring. Back then, hypergamy wasn't just a preference, it was a matter of life and death. As civilizations rose and fell, hypergamy evolved alongside them, morphing to fit the ever-changing landscape of human society. In ancient Rome, for example, marriage was often used as a tool for political alliances and social advancement, with hypergamy playing a pivotal role in shaping dynasties and empires. Fast forward to the modern era, and hypergamy has taken on new forms and complexities. In today's world of online dating and social media, the quest for a higher status partner has never been more prevalent. Everyone's done it. We swipe left, we swipe right, looking for a mate who ticks all the boxes and elevates our social standing. I'm probably going to have an entire podcast dedicated to online dating and profiles because they are A, fascinating, and B, hilarious. But while the trappings of society may have changed, the underlying instincts of hypergamy remain deeply ingrained in our DNA. It's a reminder that despite our technological advancements and societal norms, we're still creatures driven by the primal urge to find the best possible mate. So, the next time you find yourself drawn to someone who seems out of reach, remember, you're taking part in a timeless tradition that stretches back through the ages. Hypergamy is not a fad. It's a fundamental aspect of the human experience, woven into the very fabric of our existence, like I mentioned before. What I haven't mentioned is long-term monogamy, for example, until death do us part, is not baked into our genetic code. Jarvis, let's hear from the top G, Andrew Tate.
Life is a game, and the only way to win is to play it on your terms.
Long-term monogamy may not be how you want to live your life, so don't fight your biology. Make sure whoever you date knows this. Otherwise, you're going to be pulling the rug from underneath them, and it's going to get ugly. All right, let's dive a little deeper into the murky waters of hypergamy with some fascinating case studies and intriguing conundrums, if you will. Imagine a world where love and ambition collide, creating a whirlwind of desires and dilemmas. I'm going to generalize here. Women look for a few things in men: ambition, resources, and stability. Again, this is directly correlated to their primal desire to have their offspring survive. Deep down, they're looking for good genes. A man without a plan, who's flat broke, has no goals, no ambition, is not desirable for most women. Believe me, there is an endless amount of TikToks that show the current dating atmosphere where, believe it or not, the Cheesecake Factory is now an unacceptable dining experience for a first date. I repeat, though, this is not about gold digging. Fellas, it's real, and you need to be ready for it. In my estimation, a high-value man is a nice mix of being relatively fit, having some financial security, short and long-term goals that he's actively pursuing, with a healthy dose of charisma. These dudes make up less than 20% of the male population, and 80% of women are desperately seeking these men. And I'm going to be talking about the 80-20 rule in a future podcast, because it applies to a lot of aspects. One thing we have to remind ourselves is hypergamy does not only apply to women who are currently single. As most people know, divorce is rampant in the Western world. Almost 60% of marriages end in divorce, and that number increases significantly with the second marriage, the third marriage, and so on. Over 75% of these divorces are initiated by the wife. But why? Besides the fact that divorce and family laws favor women over men, females are more apt to leave for a perceived upgrade, if you will. And I'm not saying this to admonish women, because let's face it, the root cause in many divorce cases can be traced right back to the man involved. When I say upgrade, I could be simply meaning someone who doesn't emotionally or physically abuses their wife. Hypergamy is the genetic driver for people to seek out better mates. Now, on the flip side, this doesn't absolve women's role in this high rate of divorce either. Long-term monogamy just does not work. Serial monogamy is probably a better description of the current state of relationship affairs. Ask yourself, how many married couples do you personally know that are happy after 7 to 10 years? Yeah, a lot of couples stay together, but are they truly happy?
Bruh.
Oh, we're staying together for the kids, or the divorce is going to be too expensive and messy, or their friends and family will frown upon the divorce. Bottom line is, the long-term happy couple is an anomaly, not the norm. And a lot of this is a direct influence of hypergamy. Jarvis, can you please read the quote from Red Pill relationship expert Rich Cooper?
The world rewards winners and sidelines losers. Choose which side you're on.
Now, I have a slightly different twist on his quote, and that is, women wait at the finish line and sleep with the winners. I'm generalizing again, but a man's value comes from what he can provide and accomplish. A woman's value comes from her beauty and femininity. Women are born with their value. Men have to go out and earn it. High-value men attract the most beautiful and feminine women. So the moral of the story is, guys, make something of yourself if you're not happy with the quality of the girls you're dating. Hypergamy demands that you do so. As we navigate the labyrinth maze of hypergamy, it's essential to arm ourselves with strategies and survival tips to emerge unscathed, or perhaps even victorious. First and foremost, it is crucial to know yourself. Understanding your own desires, values, and boundaries lays the foundation for navigating the hypergamous landscape with confidence and clarity. Take the time to reflect on what truly matters to you and a partner, beyond just the superficial traits or societal expectations. Take inventory of yourself, and like I mentioned in episode 1, have some self-awareness. Ask yourself, have you let yourself go? Gained 30 pounds? Are you where you want to be in your career? Do you have goals that you're actively striving for, be it short or long term? Are you a social shut-in, or do you have some charisma? Guys, you should be pursuing excellence, not women. When you work on yourself, the females will follow, because they want you to be great too. Now, when it comes to seeking out potential partners, you need to cast a wide net, but remain discerning. Don't settle for someone who doesn't meet all your standards or align with your values just for the sake of companionship. Remember, it's better to be single and fulfilled than in a relationship that leaves you feeling unfulfilled or, worse, compromised. Girls can smell desperation from a mile away. If you're happy with yourself, you'll be more confident and charismatic. A new partner will be a benefit to your already wonderful and happy life. Communication is key in any relationship, but it's especially crucial when navigating the hypergamous maze. Be open and honest about your intentions, desires, and boundaries from the jump. Establishing clear and transparent communication sets the stage for a healthy and fulfilling partnership built on mutual respect and understanding. Nobody wants to find out you are looking for a friends with benefits situation after they fall in love with you. Lastly, don't forget to prioritize self-care and self-love. In a world that often glorifies external validation and status symbols, cultivating a strong sense of self-worth and self-esteem is essential. Invest in activities and pursuits that bring you joy and fulfillment, independent of any romantic or social expectations. Well, I want to thank you for joining me on this captivating exploration of hypergamy. Remember, the journey of love and desire is as complex as it is exhilarating. Never settle and do not become complacent. Let me repeat, do not become complacent. See you on the flip side. Tune in every Thursday for a unique journey that is both entertaining and enlightening. The Sugar and Napalm Podcast, available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Remember, life is messy, and tomorrow is a new day.